Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
You want something, dear?
I want Wally.
Well, I gathered that. Why?
I want him to get that fishing rod and creel out of the living room. I told him to put him away the first thing this morning. Wally!
Dear, he's gone off to play baseball.
Well, I want to see him the minute he gets back. He's got to put this stuff away.
Dear, wouldn't it be easier for you to just take it out in the garage yourself?
Well, of course it would, but I'm not going to do it. He's going to put him away himself. He's got to learn discipline.
Well, couldn't he learn discipline on something less smelly? I think there's a fish in there.
Oh. Well, I'll put him away this time. Where's Beaver?
Why, what'd he do?
Nothing. I just want to know where he was.
Oh, well, he and Larry Mondello went over to the field with Chester and Wally.
You mean he and Larry are going to play baseball with those big guys?
No, but Beaver says they figure if they hang around long enough, one of these days, suddenly, they're going to be big enough to play. Dear.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see, I'll take Artie Schmidt. I'll take, Warhorse. Let's see, I'll take, What's the matter, Wally? Can't you see me? Yeah, Lumpy, but I can't see anybody else.
Look, don't call me Lumpy.
Okay, Clarence. Hey, why don't you play with guys your own size?
Because I don't want to.
You mean you're such a crummy player they won't let you?
What, a punch in the nose?
No, thank you, Clarence.
Look, Cleaver, you're going to pick me or aren't you?
Well, okay, but you're going to play in the outfield.
That's a bad place for him.
I'll take Tui. Okay, I'll take, Okay, come on, Frankie.
Hey, fellas, what side do you want us on?
The other side of town.
Okay, Wally, odds. Come on, gang, we're up first. Hey, will you kids get off the field? Hey, Beav.
Yeah, Wally? You want us to be on your team?
No. But would you do me a favor? You can hold my wallet.
Gee, thanks, Wally.
Here, you can hold my watch. Here, and my jacket.
Here's my sweater, Beav.
Hey, Wally, come on.
Oh, great. Let's pitch something I can hit.
You sure you don't want me to hold some of that junk for you, Beaver?
Uh-uh. When you're mining stuff, you're not allowed to let other guys mind it.
Ball four. Okay, Lump.
Let's go, good Lump.
Let's get it over.
Come on. You can get it, Lump.
Strike one.
Hey, well, I'm ready.
You know, this is as close to playing the game as I ever got.
Come on, good Lump.
Get it.
Two. Give me a strike.
Come on, Lump.
See,
hit one, Lump.
Play
it.
Oh, three, you're out.
Hey, that was an illegal pitch.
Hey, Wally, it's getting kind of late. Think we got time for another inning?
Well, I don't know.
Hey, Beef, what time is it?
It's 5:10. 5:20. 3:30. And this one stopped.
I don't know what time it is, but it feels like supper time to me.
Yeah, let's quit, fellas. My father doesn't like me getting overheated.
How can you get overheated striking out?
You looking for trouble, Chester?
Yeah, I think we'd better knock it off. Hey, Beef.
That's all, gang.
Hey, let me have my wallet, will you?
Let me have my jacket.
Thanks.
Hey, I'll see you home. Sweater,
yeah. Hey, you want to eat at my house, Chester?
I don't know. You want to eat at my house?
Well, I don't know. What are you having?
I don't know.
Well, we'll call my house and find out what we're having, and then we'll decide.
Oh, okay.
Well, give me my watch.
What watch, Lumpy?
The wristwatch I gave you to mind.
I don't remember you giving me a watch. When did you give the lie to mind?
Nobody ever lets me mind nothing.
Look, Squirt, I gave it to you.
I don't think so, Lumpy.
I know so. Could have fallen out of your pocket, couldn't it?
Well, I guess one could have fallen out of my pocket. If I lost it, it ought to be here. We were here all the time. Except when we went across the street and asked the man in the soda store for a drink of water.
Yeah, you could have dropped it when he chased us.
Look, stop stalling, kid. That was a valuable watch. Had jewels in it and everything. Now hand it over.
Well, I don't got it, Lumpy.
Look, Shrimp.
Clarence, boy, supper.
I gotta go now. But you better find that watch.
I'll be right there, Daddy. Well, how'd you do?
Were you watching the game, Daddy?
No, I just got here.
Well, I belted out a couple of homers.
That's the old slugger.
You know something, Beaver? It's too bad if you were going to lose them. It didn't belong to a littler guy.
Dad, can I have $15? I'll pay it back when I get rich. Well, I'm real sorry, Dad.
Well, what are you doing, Beaver? Talking to yourself?
No. I'm talking to Dad.
But he's not in here.
I know. That's why I'm saying what I'm saying.
If you've got anything to say to Dad, you better not say it tonight.
How come, Wally?
He's kind of in a bad mood. He just bawled me out for leaving my fishing stuff down in the living room this morning.
He's not mad at me. Is he?
Well, you know how it is. He was talking about responsibility. And just because we're kids, we should learn how to take care of our stuff and not lose it. Junk like that.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I better talk to Dad tonight.
Hey, are you in some kind of trouble, Beef?
How could a guy get in trouble just watching other guys play baseball?
Yeah. Hey, we really skunked those guys, didn't we?
Yeah, sure, Wally. Hey, Wally, if there was a fight, could you beat up Lumpy Rutherford?
Well, gee, he's a junior in high school. He's a big guy.
I know, but could you?
Well, the only way to find out would be to fight him. I'd sure hate to start to beat him up and then find out I couldn't.
Yeah, that would be a mess, wouldn't it?
Hey, Beef, how come you're asking me all this stuff anyway?
I was just thinking about stuff.
Beaver, telephone!
He doesn't sound that, does he?
Well, he never does till he jumps on you.
Who is it?
Someone with a deep voice.
Who is it, Mom?
I don't know, dear.
Hello?
Well? Did you find my watch? Well, didn't she even look for it?
Uh-huh. All over.
Look, kid, I want that watch. My father ever finds out, you'll be in big trouble.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you stole it. You want me to go to the police?
Uh-uh.
Listen, I'll give you 48 hours to give me back my watch, or else. 48 hours.
Okay. Goodbye. I think I'll take a bath now.
Beaver? Who are you talking to?
Oh, just a friend.
You didn't seem to have much to say to your friend.
Well, I don't think I like him very much.
You know, June, I'm inclined to agree with you. I think Beaver is in some kind of trouble.
You mean because of the phone call?
No, because he volunteered to take a bath.
Well, who's that on the phone?
Just a kid.
Well, what did he say?
Nothing. First he said hello. Then I said goodbye. In between time, we talked about stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Wally, how long is 48 hours? In days?
Well, 2 days.
Gee, from the way it sounded, I thought at least must be a whole week.
Well, after your relaxing weekend, I suppose you two are anxious to get back to school.
Ha! Hey, Dad, that's pretty funny.
Well, Wally, I should think now that you're in high school, there'd be lots of new and interesting subjects.
Well, biology isn't bad. We're going to dissect a frog in class today.
You enjoy that?
Well, not especially, but I like to watch the girls' faces.
Well, Beaver, what are you thinking about?
I was just thinking. It's almost 48 hours since Saturday.
Did you learn that in school?
Uh-uh. I learned it from Wally.
Beaver, are you in any kind of trouble?
No. Why do you think I'm in trouble, Mom?
Well, you look as though you are.
Maybe I just look it from the last trouble I was in.
Well, if you'll all excuse me, I'd better be getting to the office.
Can I get your briefcase for you, Dad?
I'll get it.
But I'd like to get your briefcase for you, Dad.
All right.
Wally, what's wrong with your brother?
Well, I don't know. But he was talking in his sleep last night.
What'd he say?
He didn't say anything. He was just talking.
Oh, thanks, Beaver.
Okay. Dad?
Uh-huh.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, if it doesn't take too long.
Well, supposing you gave a bank some money to hold for you.
Mm-hmm.
Then supposing you wanted it back.
Well?
But they wouldn't give it to you.
Well, why wouldn't they?
Well, supposing they lost it.
Oh, they couldn't get away with that. If I trust them with my money, they're responsible for it.
But suppose they didn't mean to lose it.
Well, they'd still be responsible. I'd report them to the police.
Oh.
Beaver, why are you asking all these questions?
Well, I was thinking about being a banker when I grew up. Only now I think I'd rather be a policeman.
Bye-bye.
So long, Dad.
Bye, Wally. Bye, dear.
Come on, Beaver, hurry up. You're going to be late.
Wally, would you want me to school today?
Why would I do that? It's way out of my way.
I thought you might like to walk me.
Hey, look, you're always walking to school by yourself. You're not a baby.
Guess not. But I kind of feel like one today.
You know, Beaver, you're goofy.
Kid, where's the watch?
I don't think I got it.
Then you got the money to pay for it?
I don't think I got that either.
What do you want me to do? Go to your father and tell him you stole my watch?
Oh, please don't do that.
That watch costs $15. You want me to go to the police?
Oh, please don't do that either.
Now don't start crying on me. If I don't get that watch, I'll be in big trouble with my father. Haven't you got any money?
Not $15. I don't know nobody has $15.
Then why don't you sell something?
Okay, I'll sell something. What could I sell?
I don't know. Find something around your house to sell.
But when could I sell it? I gotta go to school.
Sell it after school. I'll be over tonight to get the money. See how simple it is?
Yeah, sure is simple, all right.
I'm home, dear.
You're early.
Well, I finished. I didn't have any place else to go, so I came home. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm just straightening up the desk. Did you do anything with that savings bond of Beaver's, the one Aunt Martha gave him for his birthday?
No, I thought I saw it right here a couple of days ago.
Well, he's not there now. Wally's is, but I just can't find the Beavers.
Oh, he'll turn up. Where are the boys?
Well, Wally isn't home yet. Beaver came in about a half an hour ago, but he went right out again.
What's this?
Huh? That's your baby hairbrush.
Oh.
Mother sent me that when we were first married.
Yeah. Hey, you're not going to throw this away, are you?
Oh, no. I thought I could use it to clean the burners on the stove.
You wouldn't dare.
I know that Bond is here someplace.
The man over there said this is where I could redeem this in for money.
You want to redeem this bond?
Yes, sir.
And are you Theodore Cleaver?
That's not my real name. That's just the name I was born with.
Oh. But this is your bond.
Yes, sir. My Aunt Martha gave it to me for my birthday.
Well, did your Aunt Martha say, redeem this bond? Or did she say, Theodore, hold on to this bond until it matures?
She just said happy birthday.
Well, if you hold on to this for 10 years, it'll be worth $25.
Well, I don't need $25 in 10 years. I need $15 now.
Well, I'm sorry, but this is made out to Ward Cleaver for Theodore Cleaver.
That's my dad.
Well, we'll need his signature on the back.
You want I should write it down?
Oh, no. I'm afraid he'll have to sign it personally.
But if he did that, he'd know I was deeming it.
Yes, he would. That's why it's made out this way.
And all the time I thought it was my bond.
Well, it is. But you can't cash it.
I guess it's like my brother's gasoline airplane. It's his, but he can't fly.
Son, why are you so anxious to cash this?
If I don't, I'm going to have to go to jail. Oh, thank you. Goodbye.
Would you get me a Mr. Ward Cleaver?
Well, he's really outdone himself this time. Imagine he's sneaking the bond out of the desk and trying to cash it.
Well, he must have had a reason. He'd been upset the whole weekend.
June, there is no reason that would justify his taking that bond out of this desk. Who's that?
Me.
Well, me who?
Me, Wally.
Wally, have you seen your brother?
We had football practice. Why?
Because I want to talk to him, that's why.
Gee, I told him not to throw his underwear under the bed.
It wasn't anything like that. He deliberately sneaked his bond out of the desk, took it down to the bank, and tried to cash it.
Gee, I didn't know he had enough nerve to do anything like that. Well, did he get the money, huh?
No, he didn't. And when he gets back, he...
That you, Beaver?
Yes, Mom.
Beaver, come in here. You go on upstairs, Wally.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Wally.
I'll see you later, Beav.
You want to see me, Dad?
Beaver, the teller at the bank called your father.
Oh, I... Guess he told you he saw me, huh?
Yes, he did. Now, Beaver, your mother and I want to know why you took this down to the bank and tried to cash it.
Well, because I needed some money. $15.
$15? Beaver, now why would you need $15?
Well, that kind of Saturday.
Oh, go ahead. And we want the truth.
On a kind of Saturday, the big kids were playing baseball. And they came over, and they gave me stuff to mind.
Gave you stuff to mind?
Gave me stuff to mind. And then when the game was over, I gave back all the stuff except for one boy who I didn't have a watch to give back to.
You lost someone's watch?
That's what he said. And he said if I didn't give him $15 or give him back the watch, he was going to tell the police I was a crook.
Oh, Beaver. Why didn't you come to your father when this first happened?
I did. And he said if he gave somebody something and they lost it, he'd put them in jail, too.
Well, Beaver, I didn't understand that you were in trouble at the time. Whose watch was it?
Wimpy Rutherford. He went outside and scared me and called me up and everything. I didn't mean to lose his watch, Dad. Really, I didn't.
Beaver. Oh, Wood, this is awful. Why, that Rutherford boy, he practically terrorized the Beaver.
Beaver, I still don't understand why you didn't come to me.
I don't know. You want to punish me now, Dad?
Well, no. I think we'd better find out a little more about this first. Now, Beaver, you're sure you've told us the truth?
Yes, sir. Can I go up my room now? I'm all tired out from telling the truth.
All right, go ahead.
You come on, Beaver. You get ready for supper, huh?
Okay, Mom.
Ward, he was frightened into taking that bond. What are you doing?
Calling Fred Rutherford.
Well, that's a good idea. Why, that lumpy, he's twice the size of the Beaver.
Three times. Hello, Fred. Fred, I want to talk to you about your boy, Clarence.
Oh, yes. The old slugger's upstairs now doing his homework. As good with the books as he is with a bat.
Yes, I'm sure he is. But, Fred, I understand your boy lost a watch.
Mad every time I...
Oh, you knew about it?
Oh, yes. Yes, he lost it a couple of weeks ago. His mother found it in the lining of his jacket. But we didn't mention anything about it. We're waiting for him to come and tell us he lost his watch. Subtle psychology. I like to teach him little lessons like that.
Yes, well, I'm afraid it didn't work this time, Fred. Well, he's trying to blackmail the Beaver into getting him another watch.
He what? He did? Well, Ward, I'm terribly sorry. I had no idea. I'll have Clarence come over and apologize to you and your lad. No, I insist on it. Thank you, Ward. Clarence? Clarence, would you come down here?
I'm busy, Daddy. Doing my homework.
Claire? Lumpy, you come down here this minute.
Yes, Daddy.
Boy, that was a terrible thing for that Rutherford boy to do to the Beaver. Why didn't he just go to his father and say he lost his watch?
You're probably afraid Fred would jump all over him.
Maybe that's why the Beaver didn't come to you.
Hmm?
Maybe he was afraid that you'd jump all over him.
Now, June, I'm not in the habit of... Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess we spend so much time lecturing our kids and finding fault with them that when they make a mistake, even if they didn't mean to, they're afraid to come to us.
Ward, you know, it's really awfully hard being a good parent.
Yeah. Parents being what they are, it's awfully hard being a good kid, too.
Gee, I'm awful sorry for causing you all this trouble, Mr. Cleaver. I'm really sorry.
I know you are, Clarence. We'll say no more about it.
Thank you. So long, Wally. So long, Beaver.
So long.
So long.
Well, gee, Dad, I thought you were going to at least slug him once.
I guess you're not allowed to hit other people's kids. Huh, Dad?
Well, it's not that, Beaver. You know, it's kind of hard being a lumpy. Sometimes when a person's made a mistake or done something wrong, that's the time when they need understanding the most. You fellas remember that, huh?
Okay, Dad.
Hey, Wally, do you think this would be a good time to tell Dad you're the one that knocked his teeth out of his new saw?
Yeah, Beef. I don't think there'll ever be a better time.
Hey, Dad.
Thank you.